From Storyflow,
this is your daily audio brief. Theo, August 14th. The systems update 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next.
Let's get into it.
First from latent.space.
AI news: Gemini 3.7 flash brings GDM back to the forefront.
Hey, I just got done reading about the Gemini 3.7 flash update, and it's got me thinking about the GPT dynamics.
Apparently, the new update brought the GDM Gemini Dialog Manager back to the forefront, and it's doing some interesting things.
I'm not sure if you've seen the charts, but it looks like the 3.5 and 3.6 Flash versions had fallen pretty far behind the Claude 4.8 Plus and GPT 5.5 Plus series models.
The GDM update is essentially bridging that gap, and I'm curious to see how it affects the overall performance.
Next.
Second, from the Register opener,
iDitch's recall-style screenshot surveillance for friendly keyloading.
So, Opener is ditching the screenshot-based surveillance from their computer history feature, which was basically just a more invasive version of their previous Chronicle tool. Instead, they are now using a keylogging, an event capture system that records your input events and stores them locally for 48 hours with a brief visit to their servers.
Now, I know some people might be okay with this, especially if they are already using OpenAI's Codex and GPT work, but it's worth noting that the system doesn't encrypt your data and other programs running on your computer could potentially access it. OpenAI's also warning users the computer
history can contain sensitive information and that other programs might be able to access it.
This means you'll get a timeline of your recent activity. Well, it also means you're giving OpenAI access to potentially sensitive information, like your browsing history and typing habits.
It's interesting that OpenAI is making this an opt-in feature, but it's still a bit concerning that they're pushing users to enable it, especially since it uses more ChatGPT tokens and increases the risk of prompt injection attacks.
The other thing that's worth noting is that this feature is only available to pro, business, and enterprise users, and it's not available in the European Economic Area, Switzerland, or the UK. OpenAI is also advising users to turn it off during communications with others, unless they have prior consent, and to consider pausing it or excluding apps that contain sensitive information. And of course, there's the fact that OpenAI has already shown a willingness to hand over chat logs to law enforcement in the past.
Up next,
third from the Register.
New Zealand says China tried using space investments to spy on local affairs.
The SIS says a Chinese-linked outfit tried to plant ground-based space gear in New Zealand, aiming to watch satellites and collect data that could be turned into military intelligence. They teamed up with a local company that apparently didn't know the equipment could feed Beijing-controlled analysis, and under Chinese law that data can be compelled out of the partnership. SIS officials say they disrupted the installation, but it isn't the first time the group has pushed similar hardware onto Kiwi soil, and they see a broader pattern of Chinese intelligence posing as consultants or posting lucrative job ads to harvest sensitive knowledge.
At the same time, the agency is wrestling with a surge of extremist content online, trying to spot the sharpest needle in an ever-growing stack of needles.
And then, fourth from InfoQ,
Meta open sources Muse Glimmer, a 30 billion local agentic model optimized for on-device execution.
Meta AI Research has introduced Muse Glimmer, a 30 billion parameter open-weight model under the Apache 2.0 license, designed for local workflows.
It enables autonomous agents and complex task execution on consumer GPUs without relying on cloud or PIS.
The model employs a multi-stage training approach for efficient performance and supports multimodal inputs, enhancing coding and automation tasks.
Next, fifth from Emerging AI, the $8,976 robot body and the race to build its brain.
A robot called Digit has now moved more than 100,000 totes inside a real GXO warehouse in Georgia.
It is repetitive work: pick up a container, carry it, put it down, repeat.
There is nothing cinematic about it.
That is exactly why the number matters.
At BMW's Spartanburg factory, figures previous robots spent more than 1,250 hours working on the line.
It loaded over 90,000 parts and took part in the production of more than 30,000 cars.
Its replacement, figure 03, is now back at BMW doing a different logistics job.
Then look at China. Unitree sells its G1 humanoid online for $13,500.
Up next, six from Thursday.
Thursday AI Grok 4.6, Grokbot Deep Dive, DeepSeek V4 Pro, MetaMuse Glimmer, and more AI news Thursday AI Org 13.
Hey, this is Alex. Welcome back to your weekly dose of intense AI acceleration summer.
My weekend was consumed by thinking about the opener AI hack and agent swarms, but then the torrent of AI releases took over, and we got back-to-back news, including three breaking news during the live show, with a heavy open source focus.
I think the winner of this week is SpaceXAI/Cursor, who released 3.5 releases, with one being my highlight of the week. Grokbot, I've invited Shub Gore from Cursor to the show to walk us through it, and Grok 4.6, which matches Opus at half the price.
And then,
seventh from Apj Vayuru,
I user I to trace 300 years of family history, try these 5 prompts.
I open a blank at a chat with a pretty thin family archive.
3 confirmed generations.
1 migration story from the 1940s.
A relative who works as a civil engineer. A family story about national recognition for an irrigation project. No neat folder of certificates.
No perfectly labeled photo album, just fragments.
About an hour later, I had a multi-generationary historical context, a public record lead, a visual timeline, and files that could be imported into genealogy software.
Honestly, it felt a little magical.
Then, Nina, I did something dangerous. Next, it's from TechScoop.
Why forward-deployed engineers are becoming the delivery layer for enterprise AI.
CAPE is America's privacy-first mobile carrier unlimited talk, text, and 4G/5G data built from the ground up with privacy and security at its core.
Most carriers track everything, where you go, who you call, what you do.
CAPE collects the minimum amount of information required to run your service, deletes call and text metadata after 24 hours, rotates your network ID to prevent tracking, defends against SIM-based attacks, and more.
Privacy shouldn't cost more. Switch today and get $29 off for life.
Up next,
9th from InfoWorld.
DeepSeek raises some V4 prices by more than 10x as AI demand strains capacity. DeepSeek's ultra-low pricing is getting a makeover because the compute pipeline is hitting its limits. Starting August 16, the V4 Flash and V4 Pro PLIS will split into peak and off-peak rates, with off-peak roughly half the cost of the new peak tier.
For Flash, input tokens jump from 14 cents to 44 cents when to 2 cents, and outputs from 28 cents to $1.32, 6 to 6 cents per million tokens.
Pro follows a similar pattern, moving from $0.435 to $1.32, 6 to 6 cents for inputs, and 8 to 7 cents to $3.96, $1.98 for outputs.
The headline up to 100% numbers mostly reflect cash hit scenarios where the discount shrinks dramatically.
The pricing shift is less about a pure hike and more about nudging users to schedule work when the system is less busy. Roughly 17 of every 24 hours stay at the cheaper rate, so developers who can defer batch jobs will still see a solid cost advantage over OpenAI's Luna model, especially on output tokens.
In peak windows, the gap narrows and Flash's edge over Luna drops from about 7-fold to 3-fold.
Analysts point out that DeepSeek's 98% cash hit discount has been the real lever keeping its per-task cost low.
With the new schedule, that discount erodes, but the overall price still undercuts many alternatives for most workloads.
The move mirrors what Anthropic did earlier this year: price rises driven by soaring demand and constrained supply.
For enterprises, the impact will be muted. The higher rates mainly affect developers running heavy real-time workloads.
The broader takeaway is the pricing is becoming a scheduling problem, and the market is learning to treat AI compute like any other cloud resource: cheaper when you can wait, pricier when you need it now.
And then, 10th from Computer World.
DeepSeek raises some V4 prices by more than 10x as AI demand strains capacity.
DeepSeek's ultra-low pricing is getting a makeover.
Starting August 16, the V4 Flash and V4 Pro PLIS will split into peak and off-peak rates, and in some slots, the cost jumps by over 1,000%.
Off-peak Flash sits around 22 cents per million input tokens and 66 cents per million output tokens, while peak climbs to 44 cents and $1.32 respectively.
Pro follows a similar pattern, roughly doubling the off-peak numbers and quadrupling at peak.
The shift leans heavily on a flexible scheduling model. If you can push non-urgent work into the cheaper hours, you still keep a price edge over many rivals.
The new schedule is meant to smooth demand spikes and keep the cash hit discount about 98% for DeepSeek alive.
In practice, the advantage over OpenAI as Luna model shrinks from roughly 7-fold to 3-fold off-peak and almost disappears at peak.
Still, even with the high rates, DeepSeek's Pro tier remains cheaper than many mid-range alternatives for complex tasks, especially when you can exploit cache hits.
Bottom line, the price hike is less a headline shock and more a signal that capacity is tightening.
Developers who can batch or delay jobs will see the biggest savings, while enterprises will feel the impact less sharply because they already run on usage-based budgets.
It's a reminder that a pricing is now as much about timing as it is about raw capability.
That's it for today.
Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
Want this every morning?
It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.